This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 7 past the hour. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here from the studios of 550K Fire. Man on the ship at AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, be Kevin Flynn. We call him K-Fly. And your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. We're going to talk about tax relief here in the first half hour of the program, something proposed yesterday by North Dakota's Governor Doug Burgum, State Tax Commissioner Brian Crocius, and some legislative leaders. One of those legislative leaders joins us in a moment, and then Brian Crocius will join us coming up in just a little bit as well. What else are we going to do for you today? We're going to go up to UND and check in with Bill Chaves, the athletic director of the University of North Dakota, talk about an innovative project they're breaking ground on today. It's a five-story structure called Memorial Village. And it is sort of a hub for the athletic department and their activity, but also has some apartments on it in a private-public partnership. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And
got a few of the kids from our neighborhood going to be fighting Hawks. Young Hannah Beck, Miss Wolf Lake, is just checked in up at UND. She's very excited.
Is that right?
So there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Good luck, Hannah. Go get them.
Go get them is right. Absolutely. Talked to Coach Brad Berry last night, as a matter of fact, about the upcoming season.
What's the vibe there? Got to be good.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Considering.
Yep, exactly right. So anyway, talk a little bit more about that coming up. And, of course, get to your calls, questions, and comments. A lot of texts I haven't had a chance to get to as well. You can call us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text us, 701-237-1590. Craig Hedlund is the chair of the Finance and Tax Committee for the state legislature, and yesterday part of the announcement with the governor and others unveiling a plan to slash individual income taxes and save North Dakota taxpayers $250 million. Craig, you've been working long and hard on income tax relief in North Dakota. I imagine yesterday was a good day for you, huh?
Scott, and by the way, thank you for having me on your show.
Glad to have you on the show, and I know that I know you've toiled with this topic for some time, so talk a little bit about the ultimate package here. What do you want folks to know about it?
Well, first of all, Scott, we are building on what we passed during the special session when we offered a $350 tax credit for single payers and $700 for individuals. This bill will build upon that. So let's talk about the flat tax. The flat tax is not a new idea in North Dakota. We've had several sessions where bills have been introduced. The Koppelmans have introduced bills twice, I believe. Kim Koppelman and Ben Koppelman has introduced a flat tax bill as well. The problem then was that in order to ensure that nobody gets a tax increase, even at the low end of the spectrum, you had to eliminate or exempt, you know, a portion of that income up front. And we did that with this tax credit, and that helped us. It enabled us to look at a tax or a flat tax now. And it seems like it's the popular thing to do across the country. Now, four other states have gone that direction. So we're happy to roll out with a flat tax, and it's going to provide real tax relief for people that work.
So three out of five North Dakota taxpayers under this plan would not pay state income tax. Single filers making $54,725 or less of adjusted gross income, or married couples at 95.6. Everybody else is at that flat tax of 1.5% you're talking about. Am I right?
That is correct. That is correct. And as you say, it's a small portion of actual tax filers in North Dakota that are left with obligations. So I think it's fair. It's fair across the spectrum. And I think that's why other states across this country are moving to a flat tax, because, the progressive way of taxing higher at the higher income levels doesn't really fly anymore. It actually prohibits economic growth. You know, who is it that are the job creators? It's business owners. It's high income level people. And in order for them to continue to invest, we need to take less of their money. So I think it's a fair proposal. It's a good proposal.
Remind us what the current structure is for income taxpayers now. It's percentage of federal, right?
It's based off of your federal return. So what your net income ends up on the federal, it's a percent of that. So, you know, we have five marginal rates now that range from 1% on the low end up to 2.9% on the high end.
Of your federal obligation.
Right.
And this is going to cap it at 1.5% if it doesn't eliminate it altogether.
That's right. Yeah. And I think, you know, what was that level of income that I believe the governor mentioned yesterday, around $55,000 for a single payer?
Right. Whenever the debate comes on which tax relief is more important to folks, we often hear the either or property taxes or income taxes. Are we at a point where we can do both relief on both fronts, Craig?
Well, I think that is going to be the big debate, or one of the big debates, when we get into session. You know, the trouble that we've had in the past with property taxes, you know, it's not just us collecting less revenue like we do with income tax. For property tax relief, the state of North Dakota actually has to write checks. So we're committing ourselves to future spending. With income tax, the money doesn't come in, so you end up having to deal with state spending, which, you know, is under our authority. We don't have authority over local spending, and that is why I don't think property tax relief has been effective in the past.
Great point, because this will force spending discipline because the dollars aren't there, right?
Exactly. Where property tax relief, if we buy down more mills, that commits the state to spending that much money. And the other side of that is we have no control over taxable value. So when taxable value increases and we're buying down, say there's this proposal to buy down another 30 mills, every year with an increase in taxable value, the cost to buy that 30 mills goes up. So not only does it commit the state to future spending, it commits us to funding future increases as well.
From a branding standpoint, this is important, isn't it, when we're talking about, comparing our tax environment to other states?
It really does. And I have had a conversation with a national organization, an organization you're probably familiar with, but the authors of Art Laffer and Jonathan Williams of Rich States, Poor States. I ran this proposal by them. It'll move us in ranking up from number 9 as far as states' economic outlook to number 4 in the nation. It is going to move us forward. And all of that, when it's looked at by people from other states who, you know, are leaving the blue states because of high taxation, they look at that and, you know, it helps them make a decision on where they want to move their families and where they want to look at the best job opportunities. It's a win-win.
few seconds left. Anything else you want to tell us, Craig?
Well, I just hope that the public can get behind this proposal, because as you know, we've tried to pass income tax relief in the past only to get it stalled out in the Senate. So, you know, any help from the public and pressure on their local legislators is a good thing, and I think it's a great proposal for North Dakota, and the people need to get behind it.
And that's the advantage of starting early. There'll be a lot of conversations that can happen with your local legislators between now and the session starting in January, and I know you have worked long and hard on some meaningful income tax relief, so congratulations to you, Craig, on getting it done.
Well, we'll see if it gets done, but appreciate all the help you can get, Scott.
Well, it doesn't get done until you start with a proposal, right? And lay it out in black and white and say, here's what we want. So you're right, it's a great start. It's got to get across the finish line, get it to the governor's desk, but it's a solid proposal at this point that folks can dig into, get behind, and let their legislators know what they think about it. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Craig Hedlund, State Representative, Finance and Tax Committee Chair.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the PetroSurf USA studios on What's On Your Mind, bringing Candace Owens to North Dakota on September 15th. So remember that, folks. Not far off at all. And I tell you what, I'd love to see patriots from every corner of North Dakota and beyond to give Candace Owens a patriotic welcome here. help spread the word for this must-see event, September 15th, 7 p.m. Take a drive to the Bismarck Event Center with a group of your friends and family and learn more about this event at freedommattersusa.com. It's worth the drive. freedommattersusa.com. Anti-energy, anti-ag, anti-American, politically correct culture is getting a foothold, even here in North Dakota. So this is important, no doubt about it. I would also say that we're talking about a tax relief bill, and you talk about an agenda that's anti-energy. Those two are headed for a head-on collision. Because the targets around the oil and gas industry, you don't think we get a tax cut like this proposed, even on the drawing board, without oil and gas revenue? It's thank you very much. Just like every road, bridge, water project, education, everything else. I'll ask Brian Crochet about that in a moment here. Brought to you also today by our friends at PetroServe USA. What's for lunch today? I can say without any hesitation, it's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, because that's what it is every day at PetroServe USA. And they also have the 4-for-4 special. Still, the inflation buster of the 4-for-4 special is any four items for $4, personal pan pizza, two homemade cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items for $4. And also coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, any size, 79 cents. And today, lasagna, tater tot hot dish, Salisbury steak, meatloaf. Good. PetroServe USA. Brian Crossus is here, the state tax commissioner. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Scott.
Appreciate you taking some time for us today. Quite the announcement yesterday. What's your, what do you want us to know about this?
Well, it was a big day yesterday, making the announcement on the income tax proposal. It was the culmination of what I would say, you know, quite a bit of time behind the scenes, working on numbers, crunching numbers, and the origin of the plan really relates back to shortly after I entered the tax commission, began work here. I started to look at all the various plans that were out there. There were plans to reduce and eventually eliminate income tax over multiple years, plans to implement a state flat tax that has been proposed in the past. And, of course, numerous property tax initiatives, including 16 that have passed over the past 16 years and generated, at least on paper, $7.25 billion in relief. So really it was a matter of starting to crunch the numbers, looking at how can we provide relief to North Dakota citizens, cast the widest net possible, and try and create as perfect a plan as you can, knowing that that in itself, you're not going to have a plan that's going to be absolutely perfect, but which one covers the most bases, helps citizens the most. And as a result, this plan came to fruition, visited with the governor's office and others, and wound up with the announcement yesterday.
What are you most proud of here in this proposal?
The part I like the most about it in terms of personal pride, first, you know, a shout out to the staff members that helped in this. But the pieces, the components that I like the most, it helps everyone. No one is left behind on this plan. And the reason being what we would what we currently refer to as the lowest tax bracket, that's essentially eliminated. So income earners, the wages they earn up to the first $55,000 as an individual, up to the first $96,000 as married filing jointly individuals, those returns, those taxpayers, they won't have any tax on that first income, the first income that they're earning. So it really helps lower income families, helps middle class families as well. Helps young workers just entering the workforce. I think that's an incredibly important component. And it reaches people that a property tax proposal wouldn't necessarily reach, because a statistic that is out there, 4 in 10 North Dakotans, just about 4 in 10 rent. So you can't get property tax relief to them you can get income tax relief to those individuals. So I think it has a number of positive attributes that I would say I'm proud of, and really appreciate the partnership with the governor's office and some key legislators. So far it's been very, very well received, very positive response.
Brian Cross is with us for a few more minutes here as the state tax commissioner in North Dakota. Questions or comments, welcome in our remaining time, 701-258-0550, or send us a text. Where does North Dakota rank in tax burden right now? We had a call question about that earlier. Where are we at?
Right. In terms of income tax burden, we would be in the low 20s in terms of our ranking. This plan would move us to the 10th lowest because there are 9 states with no income tax. But that always comes with a few conditions as well. They may have higher sales tax. They may have higher property tax because states still have to balance their budgets. So you can't necessarily look at one component, but we would improve our ranking on the income tax side by a considerable amount and be the lowest flat tax state in the nation as well, at 1.5%. So this plan really has, again, something good for everyone, and it does cast a wider net than previous proposals by eliminating that first tax bracket. So it works, and I think it's going to be effective, and we'll see how the legislature receives it.
Listener says, this rich oil state, we should have no property or income tax. What an incentive to move here. Enough of the excuses. Get it done. You hear that often from folks. Property taxes are obviously a big pain point for the homeowner out there. What about property tax relief proposals that you see for the upcoming session, Brian?
Well, there will definitely be property tax proposals. We've heard of several already that are out there, not formally announced, but they've been talked about in committee, and or some folks that have been running for office have plans they've pitched when they're out there. I support the effort to try and address property tax in the state, but it's challenging. And again, does it cast the widest net? So that's something for lawmakers to discuss, to debate in the upcoming session. I think it's a valid point. People, I think sometimes, though, are looking at, we want tax relief, and they become very set on a certain mechanism. To me, the most important part is we have different mechanisms to use. How can we push the greatest amount of relief to citizens?
Pete in Minot has a question. Troy in Jamestown, too. Do you have a moment to just hang tight here and answer a couple more questions on the other side of the break, Brian?
Absolutely.
All right, great. We'll do that when we come back. Plus, the athletic director of the University of North Dakota will join us. Bill Chaves to talk about an innovative project happening up there. Memorial Village, groundbreaking today on that. Stay tuned. All that coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat President Biden is transferring up to $20,000 of student debt per loan and making the American taxpayer responsible to pay it back. This applies to student debt loan holders making under $125,000 a year. A federal jury has found that Los Angeles County must pay Vanessa Bryant $16 million after first responders took pictures and shared them of the fatal 2020 helicopter crash that killed her husband Kobe, 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and 7 others. The jurors also awarded $15 million to plaintiff Chris Jester, who lost his wife Sarah and daughter Peyton in the Calabasas, California wreck.
Well, I don't think it came as a surprise that the jury verdict came in her favor, in the other victim's favor. It's more of the amount. The amount was substantial.
Legal expert Lou Shapiro on Fox 11 in Los Angeles, USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. Brian Crosses is here, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota. A couple questions for you, Brian, before we let you go. Pete and Minot, you're first up here. Go ahead on what's on your mind.
Well, I'm just listening and thinking that the thing that should be done is property tax. I mean, if you make some money, you can pay income tax. But it doesn't make any difference on property tax. You can be broke. They're going to take it from you no matter what. And if you own anything, you work for it, you get it paid for, but you never own it because there's property taxes. So in my estimation, that's where we should go, is get rid of property taxes, because there's going to be a tax revolt one day. People are mad, and everybody I talk to says the same thing. So as far as I'm concerned, property tax is nothing more than extortion by the state rather than the mafia. So there's my opinion, and that's where we should go with it, and forget about income tax. Property tax is the thing you're going to have to really start worrying about. So thanks for letting me vent.
No problem. A couple of things that we should address. One is when you talk about it being a state property tax, it's actually not, is it, Brian?
No, it isn't. But, Pete, thank you for the comments. Appreciate those. But that is correct, Scott. Property tax is levied at the local level. It's determined by local county commissions, local city commissions. It's very much a locally driven process that the state has limited interaction with. We do look at valuations to make sure they fall within certain parameters, but it really does fall back into the arena of local control and what should state involvement be. As I was saying earlier, I hear the property tax question and concern quite often in this role. And I do indicate and tell people that, share those concerns with your local representatives, your local city councils, your local county commissioners, and talk to them about it, because it is a concern when people see their property values jump. But again, going back to this proposal, I would point out that it doesn't preclude a property tax discussion. It isn't necessarily one or the other, and we'll see how that balances out in the upcoming session. One really good component, I think, so far of this proposal, it's been a catalyst for discussion over the last not even quite 24 hours since it rolled out, and I think that's healthy. It creates a healthy debate. It gives citizens, which this is all about, the opportunity to express their views, just like Pete did.
What would it cost to eliminate property taxes altogether in North Dakota?
I don't have that figure, to be perfectly honest, at my disposal. We would have to aggregate what the counties do and cities do across the state and come up with a number in that respect. But it's considerable. The one thing that just eliminating all taxes, and it's a wonderful thought, but we do have to figure out how do we fund infrastructure, how do we fund school districts, whether it's done locally at the state or the state level, and those needs don't go away. So we still have to figure out how to take care of the things that we need to take care of across the state so we're not in a bad situation playing catch-up on whether it's infrastructure, emergency services, et cetera.
Troy in Jamestown for our guest, State Tax Commissioner Brian Crocious, with us today on the program. Go ahead, Troy.
Morning. I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing with us. I've only been in the state about a decade, and I've never lived in a place where the property owner gets the brunt of everything. The specials that are out here, I've never seen in any of the states I've ever lived in. So earlier you had said, you know, you'll reach more people by doing it the way you're doing it, and I have no problem with that. It's just, but for some reason, the property owners in this state bear the brunt of road repairs and everything else. So I guess it was more a statement than a question, but thank you, sir.
No, absolutely, Troy. Appreciate that. One thing, when I look back at the 16 different bills that have passed over the last eight bienniums, they all have one thing in common. Obviously, they're providing property tax relief. These were property tax relief measures. But at the state level, it's very difficult to reform property tax because, again, it's under local control. So those are relief measures. They're still going to be talked about going forward into this next session. But just looking at some of the proposals, this still provides the greatest amount of relief versus a buy down in a certain area. Some of those that we've heard about, people actually will have more dollars in their pocket. So, I completely understand the property tax concern, but I don't know if we want to confuse the vehicle, the mechanism we use to provide tax relief, with the true intent, and that is to put more money back in the pockets of North Dakota citizens.
Troy, anything else? He's gone. Let's go to Aaron in Linton for Brian. Go ahead, Aaron. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, I guess I guess I would just like to add something to the property tax debate, and as I do understand that it's a local topic, but the one thing to remember is there is quite a bit of limitation on the state level as to what the counties can and can't do. I mean, there's lots of caps, there's lots of limits. I mean, we're forced to have, you know, tax rates and valuations at a certain level. You know, our tax assessors all follow state guidelines when they assess the properties. You know, there's a lot of ins and outs that the state is very involved in when it comes to local property taxes. So I do feel like it's a little bit of a cop-out sometimes at the state level when there could be an easing of some of the restrictions to allow counties or even school districts to, you know, go below certain mill levels if they have cash, or lower valuations, lower than, you know, a certain percentage of the adjusted valuations that come through the state. And then even I know with our bigger projects, like whether it's wind, solar, pipelines, any of that, a lot of that is centrally assessed through the state where the counties don't have any influence on the valuation of those projects and how much comes into the local counties and schools too. So there is some level of participation on the state level with property tax that could probably be addressed too, though. So it's just more of a statement than anything. But I do agree it is a local issue, but it can be handled at the state level too to some point. So thanks.
That's a really good point. It's a fair point to make. Those mechanisms in terms of what a city will levy in terms of their mill rate, that's up to the city at this point in time. The number of mills that they have attached to schools, for example, that can go up to 60 mills, but they don't have to take them all. So they do have those choices that they're able to make. They can make those choices currently. And the question is, do they? And when property tax relief is issued, do they lower the mill rate, for example, so they're not bringing in as much money, recognizing that they now have state funds coming in to help carry that load from a revenue requirement standpoint? So I think there is quite a bit of flexibility, but his point is valid. The state has numerous restrictions in place, et cetera, for, you know, capping different mill rates that are out there, mill levels, I should say, that are out there. So a good point and all part of the discussion that will be had going forward, without question.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. I'm going to squeeze in one more for you, Brian. Fred and Wapiton, go ahead.
Hi. There's a Senator Heitkamp, I don't know if he was one in the 26th or 25th district in the last session, and I think he was backing a proposal that reminded us that the state constitution says that it would provide education for children across the state at the state from the state's level, as opposed to property tax on the local level. I'd like to hear the commissioner comment on that and where that bill was if it got off the ground.
I've heard a little bit about that. I wasn't tracking that bill, to be honest, in the last session. Joined the tax commission at the beginning of January, so something I'll go back and take a look at. I've heard bits and pieces of it, but I haven't honestly had time to review it. But I'm intrigued, and we'll certainly follow up on that.
What percentage of the revenue to North Dakota is generated by the oil and gas industry?
Currently, it's right around one-third of the revenue, between that 25 and 30% mark. It varies, of course, based on production, but more so based on price. The pricing right now is very favorable, even though crude oil has dropped in pricing. It's still good from a revenue-producing standpoint for the state. Currently on pace to generate about $3.5 million. That will be the revenue collections from our $3.5 billion, I'm sorry, from revenue collections on the oil and gas side for this biennium, or current calendar year, actually. So it is considerable, and it is something we certainly rely on, but it's also something we have to be cognizant that if that should shift, we go into a lower pricing mode again, which invariably we will. It's a cyclical commodity. Do we have enough in the revenue stream to fund priorities, remaining fiscally responsible along the way? But it's something to keep in mind.
Anything else you want to tell us, Brian, before we let you go?
No, nothing in particular other than I really appreciate the conversation that has already taken place related to this proposal. It's a healthy conversation. People are able to get their thoughts out on the table, share them, and it's information that will certainly be used going forward. So I think it's a great start, and I look forward to more dialogue going forward.
Fair to say that this one will rest with the Senate?
I think that is fair to say, but it takes both chambers, and there will be healthy debate without question. There will be numerous proposals out on the table in the upcoming session. We've seen that in the past, but I think we will see that and maybe a little bit more than we may have otherwise in the upcoming session. It's a hot topic in terms of how do we return some dollars to citizens.
All right, appreciate the calls and the feedback, and again, session's in January, so we're well ahead of this debate, something we'll continue to follow closely. State Tax Commissioner Brian Croce is with us today on the program. Thanks, Brian.
Yep, thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bill Chaves, Athletic Director at the University of North Dakota, about the groundbreaking happening up there today for this five-story memorial village.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love Hot Spring Spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
On your mind, powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. Those new Buicks and GMCs, most of which are 0% APR, 36 months, but also a slew. How many are in a slew? Let me see. 39 different vehicles, pre-owned, come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, including a 2018 Ford Edge that's sitting at $8,000 off. There's a couple of different Subaru Foresters. There's an F-150. You can find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Big day at the University of North Dakota today. They are breaking ground on an amazing facility, actually, Memorial Village. The athletic director of the University of North Dakota, Bill Chaves, joins us now to talk a little bit about the big event today and this facility. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning. It's awesome.
Yeah, boy, I'm very intrigued by this Memorial Village project. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of this idea, how to come together.
Yeah, so, you know, I've got to give, you know, tremendous credit to our university leadership, you know, obviously led by Dr. Armcost and our folks in the facilities area, our head of facilities, Mike Pieper. He's done a tremendous job. We've done a couple public-private partnerships in the last couple of years, one with the STEAM plan, and we've refreshed our housing stock on campus or in the process of it. And this is just another iteration of it. So ultimately, though, we will occupy most of the first floor and parts of a second floor, and then there will be market rate housing floors 2 through 5. And so kind of a unique way to fund, I would say, the next iteration of what we need for, coaches' offices and some administrative offices. And, you know, we've been in Hislop, it was born in 1951.
Seasoned citizen, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's funny when I do, you know, talk to folks and they have obviously incredibly fond memories of Hislop. And, you know, I think Ronald Reagan was here and JFK was here among a number of concerts and all those types of things. But when you walk into it every day, you probably go, we might be in overtime right now.
Yeah, exactly right. So, obviously, that's needed. And then the market rate apartments, as you say, is how this private-public partnership comes together. Explain that, Bill.
Yeah, so, you know, is a situation where we've got developers and great alums, by the way, led by Steve Burian and Memorial Village Inc. And they are working with the city and the university to to lease the land, and then ultimately they will have apartments to rent out starting in July of 2024. And then over the course of time, it's a time piece, if you will. All of this would come back to the university in the future. But at this stage of the game, it's just a kind of a creative, unique way to kind of be a part of, a situation where both the private sector and the public sector can join forces to put housing in a pretty ideal location on campus.
Now, talk about that location. It's some hallowed ground there that you've selected for the site, right?
It is. So it's where Memorial Stadium was, right on going north on Columbia in 2nd. So look, come over the Columbia overpass and look to the right, and you'll see it right where the stadium was at that point. And I should mention this. This is really one of two projects that are occurring. So there's a second project, and when it's all said and done, it will all look like one project. But literally behind the curtain, so to speak, we are also raising funds right now. I'd consider us in the third period. Let's just say there's 5 minutes left in the game, right? And I think we're having a good game. We're probably up a goal, but we'd like to put a few more in. And so we're actively seeking funding to expand our current Pollard Center, which is our indoor facility, to include sports med and locker rooms and a weight facility as well. And so that's occurring along with an outdoor track, which hasn't really been updated since the flood in 97, and then a turf. And so all of that will look, when you look to the right, there'll be two places you'll see UND Athletics, either in that area or over by the Betty and the Ralph.
I want to also ask you about a big football game this weekend. Talk about, this is historic as well.
Well, it is historic, and I would say, you know, certainly historic for, I would consider, the Midwest, if you will, to go to a hallowed ground like Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska in 2 weeks. And, you know, we will be all eyes on Saturday at 11:30 our time as Nebraska plays Northwestern over Ireland, of all places. And so they're playing in week zero, and then they've got us the following week, 2:30 kick on the Big Ten Network on Saturday, September 3rd. And I'll say this, I'm probably a broken record around this time, but certainly we understand that we, quote unquote, would be up against it, FCS school against an FBS school, but it's not a best of 7. It's not a best of 5. It's one 60-minute game. And I can tell you, our guys couldn't be any more excited to go down and play in front of 90,000 fans.
Unbelievable. And what a nice recruiting tool. It's great for a lot of reasons, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've done this FCS thing as an AD now for, you know, a number of years, about 15, 16 years, and now it's in my fifth year here at UND. And that's been kind of our formula over the course of time. You know, play a game like this. These are memorable games, and it's something that our guys will not only be excited about being there. They you know, obviously you're going to go play. You have visions of winning. I mean that's what you're going down there for. Of course, if you're competing,
absolutely.
But the memories that you're gonna remember that the rest of your life.
Sure are. Well, we'll be rooting for the Fighting Hawks over the Cornhuskers. That's a week from Saturday on the 3rd, by the way. Bill Chaves, congrats on Memorial Village. Thanks for the update today. We appreciate it.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.